You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. 3 years ago, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo decided to expand the monthly art hops outside of downtown. Beth McCann is the deputy director of the Arts Council.
I think there was a desire to showcase the artists in their neighborhood, but I think overall it was a desire to showcase the artists that are in Kalamazoo. I think they knew that Art Hop was an economic driver. They saw the crowds. They wanted to be part of it.
According to the Arts Council, Art Hop brings more than $2.4 million into the local economy every year. But most of the Art Hop stops are downtown. I wanted to know if Art Hop was boosting neighborhood businesses too. While there's no hard data on this, I quickly found out that how well a business does during Art Hop really depends on the neighborhood and the type of business. Howard's Party Store is on Portage Street in the Edison neighborhood. Though many of the stores in Washington Square moved in after the Kalamazoo County Land Bank started revitalizing the district, this one has been around since 1958. Owner Vic Bawa says he's noticed Art Hop attendees buy more expensive items.
We haven't seen much of an increase in sale, but more toward high dollar amount, wine sales and beer, craft beer sales have gone up. So, which is a good thing.
Reggie Carr is the co-owner of Pho on the Block, which has only been open for 4 art hops. Carr says the art hop has helped spread the word about the new business.
They take the menus home, they share with their friends, they talk about it, and then they come back with their family and friends.
While the neighborhood hops have been good to Edison, they haven't made much of a difference for Oakwood businesses. Mary Grace owns Happy Hour Art, which does drink and canvas events on White's Road. She helped bring art hop to Oakwood Plaza. Grace says, at first, Art Hop at the Plaza was very successful. That was back when Oakwood Plaza businesses did their own advertising.
But the energy waned as the effort got increasingly more difficult to provide. And we feel that there was initially some novelty to coming to Oakwood that wasn't sustained.
And Grace says not all of the businesses wanted to participate.
The smaller restaurants who don't have large seating capacity and didn't really have any difficulty filling that seating capacity on the weekends. So they weren't seeing the benefit for the outlay of effort.
As for the Vine neighborhood, it seems businesses that are open later managed to catch the Art Hop crowd. Jane Gulliver owns Jaybird Vintage on Vine Street. She says people tend to drop by after visiting downtown.
Normally I close at 6, and those nights I'm open till usually 8:30 to even 10:30 sometimes. So that's helpful. And then to me, even more importantly, it brings in new people.
Retro Vintage has sat at the corner of Forest Street and Westnedge for the past 4 years. But originally, the store was downtown. Tom Clark co-owns Retro. He says the Vine neighborhood isn't as bustling during Art Hop. Only about 4 stores participate.
Certainly not like it was downtown, but people just have a good time and see the art, and you know, if we make a few extra sales, that's great, and it usually happens, yes.
Beth McCann says it's important to remember that Art Hop isn't just about making sales. She says it's also about community and placemaking.
So while everyone's register doesn't ring the same way on an Art Hop, they get a benefit in a different way. They may see a new customer. They may meet somebody new that becomes a customer.
This month's Kalamazoo Art Hop is next Friday, September 8th. We'll have a link to the brochure on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.